This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Monday, last week of normal living, OG, before
it's President's Day. It's not just a normal Monday. It's President's Day. Everybody's got today off. Why are we working?
Except us and the men and women in the military. They don't have the day off. They don't get the day off, OG.
That's BS also. Do you think we could just tell all the bad guys, hey, stand down. We all need a weekend. We just shut everything down. Just close it all. NORAD, the Special Operations Command, will just...
Well, and really, I think the way to sell them on that is just to convince them it's better for their mental health as well.
Yeah, let's just...
bad guys. Like, look,
time out. Yeah. Didn't you used to call time out?
Right.
Hey, guys, time out. Time out. Time out.
Yeah.
Look, you'll fight better. We'll fight better. Yeah. Everybody just chill.
Don't you want to be sharp when you attack your enemies?
So on behalf of the men and women here making podcasts in the basement... who I'm not sure we have any clue how global conflict literally works, but we'll run with all that. And the men and women at Navy Federal, big shout out to our troops. Let's all go stack some Benjamins together, shall we?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. It's National Sticky Bun Day, and if money won't stick to your wallet, we're here to help. Joe and OG will share some easy-bake money recipes so the next time you're at the airport, you can blow even more cash at Cinnabon. We'll also dish up a TikTok minute from a teacher who's busy graduating some stackers. In our headlines, we'll review our favorite money-themed Super Bowl ads. Plus, we'll throw out the Haven Lifeline to Matthew, who's doing some tough and important planning with his wife. And then, get ready for the smell you can't resist, the tempting fumes wafting from my red hot trivia. And now, two guys who stick their money where the fund won't decline, it's Joe and O-J-J-J-J-G.
Oh, you see what he did there?
I got it. Yep, right away.
Welcome to it. Maybe Monday
take after he said it, I figured it out.
Might be
why you got to do that.
He just looks, goes right behind the curtain.
I should make neighbor Doug a T-shirt with his most famous quote that no one hears: "Fix it in post."
Fix it. Hey, Steve, fix this in post.
Fix it in post.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the day we don't need to fix in post because it's President's Day. Happy President's Day, gents. Anybody?
Happy President's Day to you, too. I don't
know. Why, thank you. We got a big day today because, you know why? We're going to give people some easy win money tips, OG. Maybe not the biggest money tips, but the ones that you can do. Bam. Get it done and put a few Benjamins in your wallet. We got that today. We're going to go back a week to the Super Bowl. Talk about finance ads.
How Matt Stafford screwed me. Oh.
Well, at least you've turned the page.
You bet against Matt Stafford?
I had a friend of mine who had a three-way parlay that was OBJ scores, Rams win, Stafford throws for 290. On their final drive, they had the ball first and goal at the 8, and he was at 282 yards. And then he overthrew the guy in the end zone on the first play. And then there's all this, you know, the penalties, and he finished with 283. He also had two interceptions. So if he would have not thrown one of those, that would have been another 8 yards probably. So my friend who is a degenerate gambler on football, I was pretty ticked off that Stafford missed it by 7 yards. It's pretty frustrating for him.
And that's how you teach your kids about finance right there. See, if Stafford had sold for 2 more yards, daddy would have gotten you a new bike. But
and that's why we have to move, kids.
It doesn't work that way.
At least
way.
I'm not like the guy who put $5 million on the Bengals.
Oh, I saw that. That was crazy. You see the number of bets that he loses, the Mattress King guy? He loses bets so often.
He's doing it as a hedge, though.
I was going to say, he's got to have stock in DraftKings or something. He's doing something because he likes to emphasize the fact that he's losing.
No, it's the hedge. It's because he had an offer during that, you know, during the Super Bowl or whatever events. He always has an offer of like, if the Bengals win and you buy something at the store, I'm going to give you all your money back. And so he basically uses that $5 million as a hedge so that if the Bengals do win, he's out $20 million of sales. Well, he gets $20 million of profit from the, you know, from the bet. But if he's not, then it was a $5 million marketing expense, which he probably makes up.
He wins either
sales over the weekend.
Right. And sales.
Well, I knew there had to be something going on because he loses all the time.
Yeah.
He's always betting these big dollars,
but we're talking about him right now.
Exactly.
That's right.
To 6 or 8 people,
tens of people.
We got all that and your betting talk, apparently. But first, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. It's Military Appreciation Month, and I want to share appreciation for one of our stackers I met in Cleveland for the second time. Keith. Keith just drove his car off the road. But Keith, a proud military member, I enjoyed seeing Keith. And you know what? Eric was there too, who was in the Marines, but both of these fine gentlemen served our country that I met in Cleveland. I want to give a shout out to them. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just Keith and Eric, but all their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. They offer 24/7 help from their U.S.-based member service centers. They offer resources like Best Cities After Service to help veterans transition to civilian life and Best Careers for Military Spouses to support our military families. All branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families are eligible for Navy Federal membership. Visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate this month, and you'll see all of our Military Appreciation Month offers and other Navy Federal offers. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Let's get started.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamin's Headlines.
First headline today comes from USA Today. Did you guys like the commercials in this year's Super Bowl?
Saw a couple of them.
Yeah.
Like a couple. I don't feel like there wasn't that magic. Like I can't step away from the TV to get my guac dip because I got to see all the commercials. It just doesn't have that same zing that it used to have.
I totally agree, Doug. There was too much reliance on like old comedians. Like when I saw Jim Carrey in one and I saw Mike Myers in that GM commercial, I'm like, really? We're going back to all that? Like, isn't there, and no offense to Jim or Mike, you know, my buddies, Jim and Mike, but it seems like there'd be some new ideas out there. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's a huge amount of research put into who's actually watching, and that's why the halftime show was who it was, and that's why those characters come back from people's golden era of the 90s.
Yeah, I love that with a halftime show. If you're somebody that usually complains about the fact that they show old people at halftime, yeah, and you love this one, guess what that says about you?
Yeah. You've reached that age.
I saw the article that said something like, all those people born between 85 and 95 are getting their jam back or something. I'm like, if you were born in 95, you have no idea who those people were. And barely if you were born in 85, you might know. It's more like 75 to 85.
Yeah, that might be right.
Oh, geez, like you got to include me in this group of people. Get my jam back.
It's not that. It's just I have employees that work for me that were born in the mid-90s, and I guarantee they're like, yeah, there's some like old dudes. I mean, it sounded good. It was like kind of cool. But what was the significance of that?
Dre.
The guy was hanging upside down. I don't know.
Oh, they know Fitty. I bet you they know Fitty.
He's still legit.
According to USA Today, the winning Super Bowl ad came from, well, let's listen to it. This ad stars Anna Kendrick.
Barbie really wants this dream house. It's got stunning views and a slide.
Barbie's ready for fun.
So cool.
And Barbie found out about this dream house with an alert from Rocket Homes.
She did?
Well, it's a super competitive market. Everyone wants to buy the dream house.
Better offer Betty.
I'll go 10 over asking.
Cash offer Carl.
Straight cash.
House flipper skipper.
Let's tear it to the studs.
You vultures, you're gonna start a bidding war.
This is less than ideal.
Oh no.
Don't worry, Barbie has a verified approval that shows her finances are backed by Rocket Mortgage. So Barbie wins.
But we need a house.
Oh, I found a fixer-upper castle on Rocket Homes.
It has good bones, but really bad neighbors.
I like his vibe. Get your dream house all in one place with
I love
Voltron
that.
And
Castle Grayskull and He-Man. Yeah, that was fantastic. You know, Rocket, it's 2 years in a row that they've won the number one ad, according to USA Today. And their marketing team is pretty amazing. They actually got the idea for that ad because for the at least the last year, it might have even been 2 years, the Barbie home was actually an Easter egg that was in their Rocket Home search engine. So you could have actually put in the certain criteria and the Barbie house would have come up for the last couple of years. And one of their marketing team members said, let's run with this. And I think they did a great job.
I do too. I think they picked the right person. Anna Kendrick is somebody who's not a comedian, but is so funny. Like if you just look up Anna Kendrick comedy on the late night TV shows, mm-hmm, it's like she's studied forever to be a comedian.
She's got good timing.
Yeah. Very, very funny timing. But this idea of starting a bidding war on houses too, just absolutely brilliant. OG, the $10,000, I'm going to go $10,000 over asking price. And then you get beat by the person who brings all cash and you're buying this house and it's how much money and somebody's going to pay all cash. Like who has that kind of cash? How are you bringing all cash?
Well, it doesn't mean they're actually going to stay with it being all cash. Right? Like they might close all cash to make life easier, but you can turn around and get a mortgage.
And then they refinance it.
Yeah.
Use that cash to buy another one.
I think that's what actually ends up happening in most of these cases is that people are using either cash they've accumulated, a line of credit, selling off their portfolio, using a line of credit from their portfolio as cash.
Taking a big 401k loan.
Well, the most you can do on that is 50K. So. But that used to be a thing. I mean, it probably doesn't. I mean, I guess people probably still use it for the down payment now, but not for cash. But yeah, it makes you an attractive buyer, right? You can close in 15 days and I've got my $800,000 in cash ready to rock and roll. Verified, here you go. You know, why would I take that over even Anna Kendrick and her pre-qualification? But apparently Rocket Mortgage says I would.
Does it say something about the housing market right now when you have a Super Bowl winning ad that's all about the craziness going on in that market? Is that a sign that the balloon is about to pop?
Well, I don't know if it's a reflection on the market or if it's, you know, something like are you saying maybe like it's overvalued? It seems to me that it's much more of a supply demand issue than it is anything else. I mean, as of the end of last year, U.S. consumers still had a lower amount of debt than just about any other time over the last 50 years. So it's not like debt ratio to income. So it's not like people are like over levered and that's causing it. I think what's causing it, unlike in 2007, right, when the housing market had another big issue, but I think it's much more of the supply demand issue probably.
And
then,
and capital's really cheap to get right now, right, for large purchases. So isn't that fueling some of the demand as well?
Yeah, but the cost of borrowing money for sure. You know, the difference, I don't have it off the top of my head, but the difference of a 30-year house payment at 3% versus 4.5%, which is what we saw 2.5, 3 years ago, that affordability goes up, which means then I can get more for my house if I'm selling it. So I think there's a little bit of the chicken's got to come home to roost type of thing eventually, right? If the interest rates start going up,
yeah,
then the housing prices have to respond. I mean, if they responded in one direction, they've got to respond in the other. But there's still this big pressure of supply and demand. So, you know, will we see a gigantic, meltdown in the housing world? I don't think so. Maybe more of a flat line for a while. I mean, you can't assume my house went up 20% last year. I don't expect it to go up 20% every year. Like it just,
oh man,
it would be,
no, say it's not so.
Well, I mean, you play that game out for a little bit. You go, okay, if that's going to happen, then there's other dominoes that are falling. I mean, obviously we're talking about inflation, sure, now. And so there's a little bit of that, but a big letdown or a big crash, so to speak, like 2007. I don't think so.
No, probably more of a plateau, right?
Plateau. I like that. I said flatline, but that's probably not the right.
Yeah, that's not analogy. What their marketing department wouldn't approve of, flatline, I don't think.
Bob, stop calling it a flatline.
Ixnay on the at line A.
Your career's going to flatline if you keep calling it a flatline.
I predict that the housing market flatlines.
I would.
No, it's a good
thing. I would also not be buying real estate. You know, if you're making a real estate decision, it should be a long-term decision anyway. You shouldn't be worried about what's going to happen in the market the next 1 year, 2 years.
Yeah, but if you're thinking about a house, right, if you're moving across country for a job or whatever, are you concerned about the housing prices today compared to what they might be in 20 years when you go to sell it? Probably not. Do you wish you might got a better price? Sure.
Absolutely.
But is now the time to be out buying plots of land because, you know, the housing market's going up, or consolidating all of your resources and buying a whole bunch of apartment buildings or something like that?
What if I bought yurts in the Utah?
That you definitely should buy.
What is it?
The Salt Flats. Yes.
Remember that story? Yeah. Hashtag winning. I'm buying all the yurts, not buying half the yurts. It's a story maybe, 2 months ago we did that one? Yeah. Hey, time for our TikTok Minute. This is the part of the show where we focus on a TikTok influencer either doing something fantastic, and by fantastic, I mean eye roll, which is horrible advice, or somebody truly doing something fantastic that we can all learn from. And OG, today, which version of fantastic we doing?
Truly fantastic.
Truly fantastic. Well, let's see. This is a teacher talking about how they teach money in school.
It's the last Friday of the month, and guess what time that is? It's a rent day. I have a token economy system in my class. They get one brain buck for all the days that they're in school. And then they can earn extra brain bucks throughout the week for things like being responsible, contributing to discussions, so on and so forth. And on the last Friday of the month, they gotta pay rent. I teach them how to write a check. The rent for their desk costs 15 brain bucks. So they would get 15 of these brain bucks and wrap around their check and submit it. Whatever they have left over, they can spend it on the treasure chest or purchase a more expensive prize from the treasure trove. They can place their order on the Voomazon account. So there are some privileges that they can buy or so on and so forth. And at the end, they add 3 brain bucks to the total for the tax. Or they can pay off their desk for 75 brain bucks and not have to pay rent anymore. It's really interesting to see which kids has delayed or instant gratification and see how they budget their money. Today was the first day this class saw money go out of their account. It was a reality check. I was like, now you can really empathize with the adults in your life that have to pay bills every month. They weren't happy.
He even has an online store where kids can spend their brain bucks at the online store. But my favorite part of that, spend 75 bucks, pay off your house so you never have to do a rent check again.
Did you say it's 15 and you get one for every day of attendance? So, I mean, housing market's tight in that classroom. 75% of your 75% of your income. I mean, there's only 20 days a month of school, right?
Oh, gee, would have never made it.
What are you supposed to eat with, teach?
Making it 75% of the time. That is, isn't what's the rule of thumb? 25 or 30%? 25. Come on, man.
Yeah, 25, 30. Yeah. And, by the way, you know, that's a question I think we've gotten a number of times, and I know other people have asked me, is it 25 to 30% of your gross or net income? That's the general rule of thumb.
It's whatever you want it to be. Obviously, the banks
more conservative would be net, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The banks will let you go up to 42% of your gross.
Yeah, DTI is different.
Which is a lot. You know, they prefer 36%. But they'll let you go all of your debt payments to 42%, 41.99997% of your gross can be.
Which is a horrible place to be.
Yeah.
Just an absolutely rotten place.
But back to the teacher and the TikTok minute, congrats to him for even introducing, you know, this kind of basic finance to kids. I'm not sure how old these kids are. I'm sure they're pretty young. I love that he was creating that reality check. Maybe it's a little more advanced, but I'd love to have heard that he has some investment vehicle for them.
Because yeah, that's the piece I didn't hear. You can pay off your debt and you can buy toys and you can make sure you secure your desk. But I didn't hear any, hey, invest it and get, you know, get some extra cash.
But teaching them that you're never going to get rich off of just your income. You need to create some investment income streams for yourself. And maybe it's just too advanced for kids at whatever age he's teaching, but teachers listening out there, do this and then add in that component and you're a rock star.
Well, I got to tell you, I went into his classroom after I heard this and I was talking to the kids and Jane was kind of little Janie. She was kind of peeved because she got screwed on that parlay where Stafford didn't get the whole 290 yards. Now she's getting her desk repoed.
They have like little shadow economies being built up where it's like, all right, man, come here. Let me.
It's like a prison where they're trading cigarettes.
Let me do this for you. All right, you give me Stafford and the points, and I'll take care of next month's rent. But if he don't get the points, you're going to be on the wrong side of Billy's ledger statement.
Bobby learns his lesson about dealing with the sharks when he's got to stand the entire next month because his desk got repoed.
Exactly. He didn't make his payment on time. He's got to stand.
I'm sorry, you're sitting on the floor.
That'll learn you.
Not good. That is seriously a teacher, though, doing some great work. Those are some good lessons. And I love the reality check. First time they lost money, they're like, oh, hey, this stuff's real. But I don't know. Would you have been I think OG would have been the kid pushing him, going, let's see what happens if I don't have 15 bucks. How is this going to end well for Teach? Like, are we going to have to have the union step in to save Teach's job?
There's always that one kid who's grown much larger than every other kid in class. He's the muscle. He's the collector.
Gotta take care of it. Thanks to that TikTok video. That one comes to us, by the way, from our friend Brittany. Thanks, Stacker Brittany, for sending that to us. That was so good. And great job teaching about money. We don't see that enough. If you've got a TikTok video, send it to me, Joe, at stackingbenjamins.com. Well, coming up next, OG and I are going to have five ways each, our top five ways each that you can score some easy money wins. But before that, I think it's time for us to talk about the holiday that is. It is Sticky Bun Day, OG. Doug, tell us all about Sticky Bun Day.
Thought you'd never ask, Joe. Hey there, stackers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. A sticky bun is not exactly a cinnamon roll, and a Cinnabon isn't exactly food. But look, when push comes to shove, who cares, am I right? When you're lonely in that airport and you find a dark corner, there is nothing better than shame slamming a sweet, sweet Cinnabon and always paying cash because, I mean, come on, who really needs to know? One of these treats will only cost you about a fiver, but what's the real cost besides your dignity? Well, I hate to admit it, but that can actually be found in the nutritional information. So my question is, how many calories does the most caloric Cinnabon option have? I'll be back with the answer after I lock myself in the bathroom stall to lick the icing off the box. Oh, come on. You've all done it.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they can also be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. Oh, God. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. U.S. Cellular, a company that sells phones, wants us to put down our phones and to see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus. Only 1 month left, OG, of the first quarter. And if the holidays have still been wreaking havoc on your finances in 2022, and you're trying to get the train back on track, well, Navy Federal Credit Union can help you take control of your finances after the holidays. To pay less interest to the man while you're paying down your debt, you can get a low intro APR in their Platinum credit card. It's their lowest rate card. It's a great tool to help you pay less interest while you're paying down debt. Navy Federal also has multiple savings and investment options to help you get closer to your financial goals. They offer digital tools and educational resources to help guide your decisions. With Navy Federal, you can automate your saving and investing to put your money to work for you, even as you sleep. Plus, you can buy fractional shares. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. That's NavyFederal.org, like a pirate. Message and data rates may apply. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment options are available through Navy Federal Investment Services and are not insured by NCUA.
Hey there, stackers. I'm Shame Spiral Rider and future gastric bypass candidate, Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. You know, Cinnabon started in 1985 in a mall near an airport in Seattle. You'd think those tofu-eating hiker hippies up there would care more about their health, but no, demand exploded. It's now available nationwide and in 50 countries around the world. The most calorically dense item is the Caramel Pecan Bon, a classic roll topped with decadent caramel frosting and pecans for the perfect crunch. It packs in a punch of 51 grams of fat, nearly 150 carbs, but wait, there's more, 77 grams of sugar. But how many calories? That'd be 1,090. Don't worry, though. It's got 4 grams of fiber. That should make up for it. Here to help us keep our finances much healthier than our bodies after eating Cinnabon, here come Joe and OG back to the mics.
You can always tell where somebody's from in the country if it's pecan or pecan, right? Depends on where. And aren't there different ways people say caramel?
Yeah, you can always tell where someone's coming from in their snobbiness if they say caramel instead of caramel.
Is caramel? I think caramel is snobbier.
Caramel.
Like, I'm from Caramel.
Well, that one's actually spelled Caramel, like Carmel, Indiana.
I'm from Carmel, California.
Caramel.
All snobby.
Indiana, right. I immediately walk away from those people.
I love that town.
Those are the same people that eat Wheat Thins.
Somebody the other day said we pick on some certain areas of the country more than others. And I think we gave it to the Northwest today. We've given it to our Michigander friends. We're equal opportunity.
Why would we do that?
We do pick on Ohio a lot, but.
It's a rule.
We do. Yes. And by the way, in fairness to them, people from Ohio do not complain about the fact that we do that. So thank you.
I think they
Ohio.
Just know.
They just, yeah. Well,
look, nobody from Michigan has ever said, hey, you know what I'm doing this weekend? I'm going down to my place in Ohio. Never once.
I saw some Michigan Valentines last week online, and one was, I love you more than I hate Ohio.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Hey, time for our top five easy money wins. These are wins that shouldn't take you too much time, but we'll score you some more cash. And OG and I have come up with five each, and hopefully we'll be able to help you with these. So we're going to have our crazy British guy count these down for us. And let's start with him right now with
number five.
OG, you want to go first on number five or?
Yeah, sure.
You want me to take it?
If you have not yet set up your workplace plan, your 401k, to contribute your contributions to the match, you should do that right away. And set it up for an auto increase of 1% a year.
Oh, do 1%,
bam. Do 1% a year. It's easy.
That is fantastic. And some companies, do some companies still not have the auto bump up?
Yeah. I mean, it's not mandated. You see it more and more now, but yeah, some companies don't have it. I mean, in that case, you just set it on your phone as a reminder. 1% so easy. You could change it 1% every paycheck until you feel uncomfortable. Cause you know, it's 1%.
It's a great, great thing to do. And I think this is a great reminder for people. Just try to save $25 more, try to save $50 more and see if you miss it. Like people like, no, I can't save $50 more because I might miss it. Well, then save it. Save it into a savings account where you can get at the money.
Right.
If you end up needing it. And all the time, people don't need it. Guess what my number five was? My number five was make sure you're getting at least a match on your 401k. Bam. Nice job. I didn't supersize it like you did with the add more money or use the auto bump up feature because I love that too. But so many people not getting that free money on the 401k. And I think that is a great, great, great place to begin. So you and I in agreement on number five. Let's go to
number four.
Are we going back and forth? Am I doing number four then?
Dealer's choice.
Let's do that. Let's go back and forth. My number four is to refinance your debt. Which, by the way, refinancing your debt on its own, not always a good idea. And I'll tell you why. It's because a lot of people will refinance their debt for the lower interest rate, but then they spread those payments, OG, out forever, and it ends up costing them a lot more money. People also don't realize that when you refinance your house, if you've paid the early years of a mortgage, that isn't a set 3%, 4%, whatever the interest rate is, that isn't a set locked interest rate.
Simple interest.
Yeah. It's an amortized interest table. So the interest you've already paid on that debt might've been 70 or 80% and it's coming down quickly. And, you locked in a bunch of money that you paid to the bank and now you're going to restart the clock. So,
which is why I'm a fan of the 15 versus the 30, especially in today's interest rates, because you're making significant progress right away. And if you actually end up going back and doing that, you know, refinance deal, it's not as painful.
Which is the second half of this equation. Don't just refinance your debt. You have to save the difference. People say that they're going to, you know, buy term and invest the difference. People buy term insurance. They're great about that. They don't invest the difference.
Right.
People refinance their debt. They don't save the money that they save. They don't put it together so that they either get out of debt quicker, put it into some savings vehicle. They don't do it. So don't just refinance your debt. You can do that all day long and it will not help. Refinance your debt, save the difference is my number four.
Okay. My number four is a lot easier than that. Figure out all the subscriptions that you have and cancel one of them.
Oh, big win.
Just cancel one. It's like $20. Now you've got some extra money. Save it. Just cancel something because you'll get on a spree. That's what'll happen. You'll be like, ooh, I canceled one. I can cancel this one. You know, when was the last time you went through your cell phone plan and went, am I still paying for my kid's cell phone? Like, you know, or yeah. Why is my AT&T bill $600 a month? Like, do I need all those channels? Just the act of looking at it will help you make better decisions.
Yeah. You know, when you go through and you cancel subscriptions, you got to watch out though, because whenever I do this move, Cheryl always gets upset because I just cancel hers because mine are very important.
Yeah, I didn't say I didn't say to cancel yours. I canceled a subscription.
Yeah, duh. And she's just not on board with that one as much as I am. But a very effective way to save some money. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And by the way, if you can't trust yourself to do that, there are many services out there. You'll hear some of them in commercials that will do it for you. And what they do is they will take then part of the money that you saved and they'll capture that as their profit. So if you save $80 on your cell phone bill, let's take that one. And they found it. They may take the first $80 and pay themselves. And then you get it beyond that. It's funny. We had something like that. When we moved from Michigan, there was a obscure rebate that even we called our real estate expert. We called an attorney that we knew in Michigan that did not know about this rebate on a tax that we could get back. And it was $3,600.
Wow.
And my realtor looked into it. My attorney friend looked into it and they both agreed, yeah, you can do that. And then I told Cheryl because we started getting these emails from law firms saying, hey, you've got $3,600 sitting out there that's yours and you can hire us and we'll go get it. And I thought, no, I'm going to do that myself. I am totally going to do that myself because it doesn't sound like it's going to be very hard. You know what? About 3 weeks later, OG, I'm like, I'm just going to let one of these firms do it. And it ended up being $2,800 that I never knew I had coming. I didn't really know how to get it. I could have went through the whole process or take this found money of $2,800. And that's what we end up doing. And I think for some of us, these subscription cancellation services, it's kind of the same thing. If you're not going to do it, it is suboptimal to have somebody else do it, but it still is better than what you're doing today.
Yeah.
Number three.
In the context of like more information will help you make better decisions. You were talking about refinancing your debt. I'm going to make it a little bit simpler than that. Just put your debt down on paper, who you owe money to, how much you owe them, what the interest rate is, what the payment is, you know, what the balance is, and rank all of that highest to lowest. Rank it a couple of different ways. You know, you can do it in Excel and say, show me the highest interest first, show me the highest balance first, show me the highest payment first. And take a look at that total amount of debt outflows that you have, those total amounts of payments. And like we did with the 401k and said, can we add another 1% to that to save more? Can you add another $100 a month to your debt payment to accelerate those payments? Because if you follow the payment plan that American Express sends you, you know, you get to pay them for 40 years. So you have to do something different. And I think the first thing is to get a clear understanding of where all the bodies are buried, so to speak. And by putting it out there and saying, this is all the stuff that I owe, this is the balance, this is the interest rate, this is the payment. Now you get to start making some decisions that are helpful for your family. So pretty easy. Just put it all on an Excel sheet and rank it.
And I'll tell you what I like about that is how many times have we had brain experts on this show? Usually once or twice
every
a year.
Show you have me on the show. So
I didn't mean brainiac. Oh, I meant actually somebody with like a neuroscience degree. They always talk about setting your subconscious mind to a task. And that idea of laying everything out in front of you visually, I think is so important because of the fact that you do that one little thing and your subconscious mind gets working. It's just like you talked about with subscriptions. You'll get on a roll, right?
Yeah.
If you start listing all those things, OG, you're going to immediately go to the next step. Your brain just goes, okay, now I'm starting. It's like when you work out, you and I've talked about this. You go to work out, you don't want to leave the house, but once you're out there actually doing it, or once you're on the Peloton bike or whatever it might be, you're rolling.
Yeah. You work out, then you feel good. You don't get to like feel good to right. work out, you know, unlike Doug's like snow. And he's like, I'm going to go work out. And he snaps his snowshoes on and he goes for a yog through the snow. It's a soft J.
I thought he's out there making snow angels. No. Or is it both?
He's never even heard that joke. You never even heard that joke, Doug.
Yogging?
Yogging.
No, it's a soft J. No.
Apparently you just run for an extended period of time. It's from Anchorman.
Oh, right. Right.
It's a soft J.
But I do. I burned 1,200 calories yesterday on that walk while I chit-chatted with you.
Or as you like to call it, 1.1 Cinnabons.
Right. Look, I was going to eat the Cinnabon anyway, so that just negated it.
Kind of.
It totally did.
It's my favorite, one of my favorite Gaffigan bits. Do I eat the Cinnabon or just staple it to my ass? which one do I do?
Eat it or use it as a chair?
Number three on my list is one. Everybody talks a good game that they're going to do it. They don't do it. And it takes very little time on your birthday or around your birthday. Do a homeowner's and car insurance quote. And I just did a homeowner's insurance quote.
According to Twitter, you just tried to do one on yours.
Yes.
How did that work out, Joe?
I was frustrated by Allstate's interface, just trying to get a quote. I got you know what the problem was? I got all the way to the end twice. And they're like, oops, we had a problem. Just go start over. Okay, great. So then I went and I start over again, press the last button. Oops, we had a problem. And then I said, okay, Allstate's out of the running here. But you know what? Changing my homeowners gave me $800 a year in savings.
Wow.
$800 a year. Which
of course,
you're
not covered for fire or floods anymore, but damn it, you've saved some money.
Well, and that is something to watch out for. If you're working with agents, make sure that, and I had an agent tell me this win for him, which is an agent will make it not an apples to apples comparison. An agent knows they've done it a bajillion times and they know how to change the policy around. Yeah. So I would look at all that fine print, make sure it lines up.
Especially nowadays. I mean, talking about house insurance, I was talking to our homeowner's agent a couple of years ago. He was going through that with us and he said, okay, so here's how much your house is insured for. And I said, okay, yeah, that seems fine. That's about right, I guess. And he's like, how much does it cost, do you think, in COVID to rebuild your house if it were to be destroyed? With the supply chain and with the lumber prices and all that sort of stuff, I'm like, oh, probably more. He's like, wouldn't you like to be able to replace your house? Or do you want to replace like 82% of it? Because that's what it's...
Well, I had to get one of the places, I had to get one of the people in the chat window because they said my house was worth $150,000 more than I paid for it. Like the property and everything, just the structure. And the dude I was talking to, some guy named Lewis, said, it has nothing to do with the amount you pay for it. That's what it'll cost to rebuild your house.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to insure it for what it's worth to replace. Not what, I mean, you can insure it for what you owe on it, right? The mortgage company doesn't care as long as they're made whole. As long as $250,000 on your mortgage and your house worth $500, as long as you got $250, the mortgage company's happy because they get the first check.
Oh, gee, another big money win here with insurance. It's not always about saving money. It's about having the right insurances. A lot of the time, back when I was a financial planner, I would help people move their insurances around, get rid of things like if you have a desk job, get rid of your accidental death and dismemberment, and pick up some umbrella liability instead, which is, I think, for a lot of people, maybe a little bit more valuable coverage. Which brings us to...
Number two
is something that you mentioned in your number five, as part of your number five, which is pick something and just raise the amount and see if you can swim. And I love this, especially if you're doing one of a few things. If you're moving to a house where you're going to have a bigger mortgage or additional costs, I would begin saving that additional amount now to see how it affects the budget. So have it taken right out, have it put into a savings account that you can get at. And if it turns out you can't afford the new house, you're going to learn a lesson that's not nearly as expensive as moving and then going, you know what, we're not swimming. Do the same thing. If you think that you're going to need an extra car payment in the future, try to save the car payment ahead of time. If you're going to be in a daycare situation. So whenever expenses go up, play test it ahead of time by saving that money into a spot where you can get at it. And generally what happens is, like you said earlier with the 401k, OG, you don't end up needing the money.
Okay. I like that one. Mine is around health insurance and healthcare. You're talking about house insurance and that sort of stuff. But if you have not jumped on the HSA train yet, I'm not sure if you need a written invitation. It needs to be hand delivered to you, you know, via stagecoach. But you need to be doing something on the HSA front. If you're single, it's just slightly over $3,600. It's $3,650, $300 a month and some change. And that money is tax-free. You can use it for your health care coverage or out-of-pocket expenses in the future or now. You know, if you have out-of-pocket health care expenses, which many of us do, I mean, just simply going to the doctor and getting blood work and, you know, that sort of stuff costs money. If nothing else, reimburse yourself from your own HSA every year and save the effective tax rate on your healthcare costs annually. If you're able to save it and you can cash flow your expenses and pile this money up, you can invest it just like you normally would invest anything else. And the younger that you are, the more money that this turns into. And if you're married filing joint, your HSA maximum is double that at $7,300 this year. So if you haven't gotten on that HSA train, I don't know what you're waiting for. Absolutely, positively have to.
Absolutely. This would have been my number one, OG. Just I feel like with our crowd of listeners, it didn't make my top five because you either aren't eligible or hopefully you would have done it. But because had it been on my list, it would have been number. In fact, I'm surprised being on your list that it's not number one. Makes me excited to hear what your number one is going to be.
Are they supposed to be ranked in some particular order?
Because this is a big one. Yeah.
Well, you're right. There's some eligibility requirements. So, you know, you just can't do it if you're on, you know, whatever plan. You have to be cognizant of that. But there are, I still think that there's lots of people who don't, We don't do it because it's a cash flow thing, right? It's like, oh God, it's another 300 a month. It's the worst case scenario is you put the money in and you take it right back out. And now you've just paid yourself your healthcare costs out of pocket instead of, or out of your HSA instead of out of pocket, and you saved your tax rate. You know, it's a 20% or 25% depending on how much money you make. So even if you end up zeroing it out every year, that's okay too. So just set it up that way. Think about almost like another direct deposit account of your paycheck. Not exactly, but kind of, sort of.
Yeah, this is especially great. And it's the same way I feel about the 401k. I would do the 401k anyway without an employer match. Absolutely. Just because it's easy, it's at work, it's taken right out of your hands. And it's one of your best pre-tax options. And hopefully if you've got a Roth option, just being able to do it at work. It's the same for the HSA, but it's even better, OG, if you're, you know, at a lot of companies, your employer will make a contribution to help you with the HSA. And if they do that, then bonus.
Yep, absolutely.
Which brings us to, you going to go back to the old days and do the drum roll?
No.
Someday, Doug, we'll get him to do it.
Long time ago.
Here it comes.
Number one.
Since one of us ranked these according to top five, we should probably do mine last. But your fifth one and my number one.
It has to do with taxes. Everybody this week got their final 1099s. Mostly everybody got them anyway, even all you day traders on Reddit. Don't forget your cryptocurrency 1099. You got your Coinbase account. Don't forget to go get that and all the free money that you got at all the random brokerage companies by opening accounts and transferring money over there. You've got tons of 1099s. So if you're working on your taxes this weekend or you're about to be done with them, you got to check your tax withholding. So many people just blindly do, you know, I'm single or I'm married and I've got two kids or whatever the number is. And it causes problems at the end of the year. It either causes problems in that you've got a tax bill due at the end of the year, which is the worst problem to have, or an equally bad problem is I'm getting a $4,000 refund. Folks, if you're getting a $4,000 refund, you just paid for your HSA every single month. Boom.
Yeah.
Done.
There it
is. Change your withholdings. And there's an easy way to do it. You can, if you have a CPA, you can ask your CPA. Now remember, your CPA's job is to give you a refund because they're evaluated based on your refund. It's unfair. That's just a game that they think that they have to play. Not lower your tax bill. They just want you to get a refund.
Which is the biggest baloney.
So I want that thing to be between plus or minus $500. If I can nail it plus or minus $500, I think I did a great job. So if you're getting $1,000 back or $2,000 back or $4,000 back, ask your CPA, what do I have to file to not get this? What do I have to file? Assuming that my income is the same in the next year, what do I have to do to get this money today? If you don't have a CPA or they're reluctant to give you any advice, go on the IRS website. W-4 calculator is what you're looking for. IRS.gov. Just search for the W-4 calculator. You put in, here's my pay stub. Here's how much my withholdings are. You take your tax return. You enter some information from your tax return and it will say, here's how much your refund will be. Assuming that next year is the same as this. And it will tell you if, you know, what you have to do. And so then you can start manipulating those withholding numbers with your payroll. So if you're getting some money back, you're giving the money to the government interest-free. We hear that 1,000 times, but more specifically, you are not using it for this, any of the stuff that we talked about here. You know, if you're getting $4,000 back, you've got your HSA contribution. If you're getting $4,000 back, you've got your debt pay down strategy covered plus $400 a month. I mean, you just solved it right there.
There it is.
Your 401k contribution increase. You can keep all your subscriptions. You know, you don't have to cancel anything, which is great. You know, so check your tax withholding, adjust it if necessary. It's top of mind right now anyway. Get it done.
That's a great one.
Would you say that it was really a good number one, even though I think it
was a good number one.
Better than HSA.
So many people, I don't know if it's better than HSA, but it's definitely in the running. Right. But some people aren't eligible for an HSA. Everybody gets their same tax date, right? Everybody has to do their taxes. And I still see far too many people every year celebrating the fact that I got this gigantic refund that I'm going to go below when I could have taken that money and done something that is going to add value to my life in some way. My number one is also a very simple thing, but it's changing a mindset. You know, we spend way too many times on little decisions. We spend way too much time and energy picking up nickels, and we should be thinking about Benjamins. We should be thinking about hundreds and thousands of dollars. Automate all the small stuff. OG, that's my number one. Automate it all. If something is really small in your life, automate it. And there are so many free apps now that will help you automate. Make sure that the important decisions are in your face when you need them using fintech technology on your phone. You know, I mean, we've talked about many different tracking apps and budgeting apps that will tell you, hey, you spent too much money this week on eating at restaurants, as an example. You haven't put enough money toward the things that you're really excited about. The more you can automate, the better. Don't trust yourself with writing checks. Or does anybody write checks? Don't trust yourself with transferring money over to this thing. Automate it. And I'll tell you, you know, a simple one for people listening that are in debt, just to make sure your credit rating stays decent, have the minimum payment taken out every month. And then, you know, you want to pay more than that, then you should pay more than that. You should pay it off. Pay it off. But when I was a financial planner, I would see people that had horrible credit scores just because they were busy people and they would miss deadlines. So automate as much as you possibly can.
I like it. Automation for the win.
Oh, gee, I was in a coaching meeting last week and somebody said something that hit me really hard. One of the participants said, I think in terms of the dollars this decision is worth, and I've decided my life, if it's $25 or less, I find a way to automate it or delegate it. Just set yourself, it doesn't have to be $25, but I like that thinking. Is this a decision that I need to be involved in? And if it's less than X amount, how much is my time worth? Super, super good.
I like it.
Those are our top five. What are yours? We're going to talk about them in our Facebook group, The Basement, stackybenjamins.com/basement. We also have some of our friends online who have shared some of their favorites. Tomorrow, our friend Brooke Miller is going to be publishing our 201 guide with even more of these. So if you're looking for easy ways to save money, stackybenjamins.com/201, our famous newsletter. We present deeper dives into everything that we talk about on the show the day before. Let's throw out the Haven Lifeline and tackle some of life's most important questions. Our friends at Haven Life Insurance Agency, OG, they put what you value first.
I know what he values.
Days off on President's Day.
Is that what he values, Doug?
No, he values ripping one off the first tee 285 straight down the middle with a slight draw to get that sweet, sweet roll, leaving him with an easy gap wedge approach onto a soft, dead flat green. That's what he values most.
Doug had that ready because he thought I was coming to him.
I totally did.
He was so sure. And then he's like, no, I can't let this get wasted.
No, it's too good. Plus, I know he cares about that too.
I play a little golf today. Sounds like a good idea.
It is a good President's Day idea. It is. People value their loved ones and their time. And what's more fun than playing a little golf with your loved ones and freeing up more time to do that? That's why they made buying quality term life insurance actually simple. You can get it done quickly. This is an easy money move, OG. Make sure that you have your insurance in place and use Haven Life. Their application simple. It's all online. You get an instant coverage decision. Prices are affordable. And of course, they're all issued by their parent company, Mass Mutual, which is more than 160 years old. Today, we're throwing out the lifeline to our new friend, Matthew. Actually, I just saw who it was. It's our old friend, Matthew. Say hi, Matthew.
Hey, Joe and OG. It's Matthew from East Tennessee. I stopped by the basement to get your input, but it looks like you guys are out, so I'll just leave a voicemail. My wife and I would like to set up a brokerage account that is earmarked for our extra mortgage payments to give us some flexibility and potentially arbitrage the difference on the return versus interest. Looking ahead, I know that I'm statistically more likely to die before my wife. Therefore, from a future tax planning perspective, is there a difference in having the account set up as a joint brokerage account in both our names or as an individual account in my name with her listed as the beneficiary? My understanding is that at the time of my death in a non-community property state, a joint brokerage account would have a 50% step up in the cost basis, but if she was to receive the individual account by being the beneficiary, there would be a 100% step up in the cost basis. I know there is risk that something happened to her first, but I'd rather side with the stats and do what's best for her. we will likely sit down with the financial advisor one-on-one to discuss all aspects of this plan. But honestly, I just needed another one of your shirts, as my dog liked the last one too. So much so that she shredded it into 100 little pieces. No. Thanks for the help.
Oh, no. What the hell? Why would he even let the dog near the shirt?
No. No, 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 no.
Not cool, man.
I remember a friend of mine got a puppy and had just bought some brand new Italian shoes, like finally went and sprang for some just amazing shoes. And you know what happened 3 days later? Just a bad day with a puppy. But, you know, my first thought is, why put her on it at all, OG? Why not just keep it for himself and, you know, have his own little side account? No?
Well, that's exactly what that turns out to be, right?
Do you like the strategy of have it be his with her as beneficiary or joint account?
I don't think it matters much. I think the impact of having an individual account and all the stuff that can go wrong with that from her perspective, I think is worse than having to pay a smidge of extra taxes, assuming that that's what I need it for, you know, because if you're going to be
but dollar here's cost- a question. Sorry, because I just want to stop on that because I guess I'm confused. If she owns it and he owns it, he passes away, she's still owner. The cost basis is still on hers. There is no, where's the tax savings when he dies if her name's already on the account?
Yeah, I don't think that there is any.
Yeah.
Because you share the...
I don't think there's any... I think Matthew's overthinking. I don't think there's any win.
But he's saying that if he has it as an individual account, then you get to get a step up in basis.
Ergo, I see what you mean.
No different than leaving it to, you know, your kid or something like that.
I got it. Yeah. There's your tax savings.
I checked with a estate planning attorney because this really is an estate planning question, right? A little tax law, estate planning. And one of our really good contributors on the estate planning side said, it really depends on the lawyer who's working with you that you can use a power of appointment in a trust, which gives the potential to step up the entire account regardless of how it's titled. So this is a really great question for, you know, Matt was talking about talking with the financial planner. Also a good idea. Really great to discuss with your estate planning attorney as well, because this is where this is where this matters. So you have to weigh out, is the potential tax savings or cost worth the potential disinheritance of your spouse if something doesn't go according to plan, and the pros and cons to that. So using some more complicated estate planning techniques may be appropriate here, especially, you know, he was talking about life expectancy and things like that. I don't know if he's ill or potentially could be or something like that, but as you think about those more complicated life and death decisions, I think when it comes to money, you definitely want to surround yourself with a group, you know, CPA, financial person, you know,
with a good team,
estate planning attorney for sure.
And we were talking about this in a different forum recently, OG, that you want those people talking to each other as well. You want them to know each other's point of view, because too often people keep these experts separate from each other. And you often find that a meeting of the minds goes a long, long, long way and all the things start to dovetail.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for that question, Matthew. And you know what? Mom's friend Gertrude is going to send you a code so that you can get another Greatest Money Show on Earth t-shirt. I was on an Instagram Live recently with our friend Rob Phelan from the Choose Five Foundation, the author of M is for Money, the great kids book. And he was sporting his Haven Life shirt and talking about how comfortable it is. And it's super comfortable shirt. So Matthew, congratulations, because we're sending you another one that the dog can rip up.
Please don't.
All right. Coming up next, Zoe Chance is going to be here on Wednesday. She's a Yale professor, also talks about influence. And often when it comes to not just our work environment, but whatever situation we're in, we don't use our influence enough. And she's got a great new book about that, but she also teaches that at Yale. And we're all going to be the beneficiaries of that on Wednesday. Last but not least, well, actually, before we get to the last but not least, OG, Doug and I coming to Dallas, Austin, and Houston next week. And then I'll be flying to San Francisco at the end of the week. If you're in any of those four cities, please come join us. StackyBenjamins.com/stacked is the place to get tickets. Tickets are free for the Stacked book tour, but we're excited that we're coming to see you. We're finally hitting the road.
What am I doing next week?
Partying like rock stars.
What?
Absolutely. Jumping on a jet plane. Going to go see some Stackers, Doug.
Oh, all right. I'll just reschedule the electrolysis. Fine, Joe. I have no regard for what I have going on in my life.
Nope. Get all that back hair moved ahead of time because that's a lot of weight in the plane, and OG's going to be pretty worried about that. So StackyBenjamins.com/stacked.
Great. Thanks for the heads up.
Last but finally not least, if you're here because you need a better team in your corner, OG and his team are taking clients. Head to StackyBenjamins.com/OG. That's the link to his team's calendar so that you can think bigger about your financial goals in 2022 and beyond. All right, Doug, take it from here, my man. What should we have learned today?
Well, Joe, first, kids are never too young to start to learn how money actually works. And that teacher taught me it's okay to print your own money. Problem solved. Second, looking for big wins? Start with some easy ones in your life and build up steam. But the big lesson? Some restaurants are as good at stacking calories as we are at stacking Benjamins. Be on the lookout for people trying to steal your dough or stuff you with it. They'll get you with that caramel and the sugar coma nap afterwards. This show is the property of SB Podcasts, LLC, copyright 2022, and is created by Joe Salcihi. Our producer is Karen Repine. The show is written by the brilliant Paulette Perhatch with help from Joe, me, and Doc G from the Earn and Invest podcast. After you listen to our show, check out the 201 Deep Dives written by our website manager and blog editor, Brooke Miller. You'll find the 411 on all things money at the 201. Just go to stackingbenjamins.com/201. Once we bottle up all this goodness, we ship it to our engineer, the amazing Steve Stewart. Steve helps the rest of our team sound nearly as good as I do right now. Want to chat with friends about the show later? Mom's friend Gertrude is our social media coordinator and the room mother in our Facebook group called The Basement. So, say hello when you see us posting online. Here's a weird fact. Both she and Tina Eichenberg are never in the same room at the same time. To join all the basement fun with other stackers, type stackingbenjamins.com/basement. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and we'll see you next time back here at the Stacking Benjamin Show. Not only should you not take advice from these dorks, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any financial decisions, speak with a real financial advisor.
We talked earlier about Jim Gaffigan and Cinnabon, but he doesn't just go after that sugary delight. He also goes after donuts a lot. Well, somebody on YouTube being Jim Gaffigan, so made a compilation here.
There's always that travel pressure, you know, the eating travel pressure. And it's like, oh, you're going to Austin. You got to get barbecue. Got to get barbecue in Austin. Every city, you know, has a food they're famous for. It's almost like there was a meeting. Okay, Chicago, what do you pick? Deep dish pizza. Okay, Philadelphia cheesesteak. Okay, Boston beans.
You want beans?
Yeah, beans are awesome. They're wicked awesome. The Yankees suck and Dunkin' Donuts rats. Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts.
New England loves their Dunkin' Donuts. Some people love Dunkin' Donuts too much.
Dunkin' Donuts is awesome.
I think they're just making donuts, not curing lupus. Dunkin' Donuts. It's an interesting concept, really. It's almost as if AA opened their own restaurant. What should we have? Coffee? Donuts? Maybe a little honesty?
So bad. I love Dunkin' Donuts. I could seriously live on Dunkin' Donuts.
So I have a funny story about that. On Saturday...
Actually, just say, I have a story about that. Don't say I have a funny story. Just say, I have a story.
But it's funny.
We'll see.
You'll be the judges of this.
When everybody tells me something's going to be funny, hey, guys, I got a hilarious tale.
We were trying to help you out there, but if you want to stay out on that ledge, you go right ahead, buddy.
All right. Here we go. So a week ago, my daughter has a soccer match. She is 5. And kindergarten soccer is just like the MLS and the Premier League, but without, well,
passing,
without any,
without
that
players,
without the bicycle kicks. So she's very excited. She wants to go very badly. And Friday, a week before last, it was like 78 degrees. It was beautiful. It was a nice day in Dallas, but we get up on Saturday morning, cold front comes through. It's like 41. The wind is whipping like crazy. And we're all like, oh, yay, soccer, this is going to be great. I can't wait to go. And so we all get our stuff on, get down the driveway. My wife gets a text message. Soccer is canceled. And my daughter immediately starts crying. I want to play soccer. It's my favorite. I make the executive decision. Let's go out for breakfast. 7:50 in the morning or whatever freaking time it is on a Saturday. Let's go to break. We're all here. Let's go to breakfast. Let's go get donuts. Everybody wants to, let's go get donuts. I don't want to eat donuts because of the aforementioned sugar. So I want to go get a breakfast sandwich or something else. So we go to Dunkin' Donuts and everybody orders. Dun, dun, dun. And I'm thinking me and the missus are going to go to the bagel place and get a normal sandwich, like breakfast sandwich that's a little healthier. And so then she orders. And before I can say like one word, I wonder if she can hear me. Before I can say one word, she pulls away from the thing. And I just look and I'm like, oh, so we're all ordering here at Dunkin' Donuts? And she's like, oh, did you? Yeah, well, I'm too far now. So then we look across the street where the places that I want to go, and everybody's like chowing their, you know, everybody else is eating their donuts and the line's like wrapped around the building. I'm like, I don't want to go stand in line for myself. Like let's just go home. So my last Dunkin' Donuts story was that I took my entire family.
You get to
Dunkin'
watch
donuts,
your whole family eat donuts.
And I went home and had a protein shake.
Yeah. I would say you had a story.
Joe would laugh.
Was that hilarious?
You can't backtrack on that, Joe. You laughed.
I mean, the best part of that was the description of the little kid soccer being just like MLS. After that, it was just kind of a long run out.
I'm just wondering why Dunkin' Donuts has breakfast sandwiches too. You could have gotten a breakfast bagel sandwich at Dunkin' Donuts.
100%, but I wasn't planning on that. That wasn't offered as a solution. It wasn't even discussed while waiting. It wasn't like, hey, by the way, we can just get the thing that you want here.
Did you see the big lit up sign where it's offered to you as a solution?
It wasn't on OG's internal menu. No, everybody's got an internal menu. Yeah. You know, you're looking at the menu. You're like, I don't have that. I'm not going to have that. So it's like you don't even see
it. But we were going
it.
Together. It was like the kids were going here and then we're going to go to Einstein's.
Right. Like this
even
romantic.
Though you never said that to Mrs. OG. You just assumed she was reading your mind.
I did say it, actually. Oh. But
almost like this morning when you guys assumed you were waiting for me. Is that what we're talking about?
We were waiting for you.
We were waiting for you.
For like
I was totally
25
waiting
minutes.
For you.
I showed up 15 minutes late. And
you.
Then you still had 10 more minutes of stuff to do before. Like I could have
Untrue.
Shown up.
Fake news. Yeah. Fake news.
And now, two guys who stick their money where the fund won't... I screwed it up. That's hard to say. 321. And now, two guys who stick their money where the fund won't decline, it's Joe and O-J-J-J-J-G.
Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month, and that means that we've got time still for a shout-out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who is in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who is in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers. So many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.